Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Mr. Mike, and you are listening to the Juju2Cast Network, Games Attack Audiocast, episode 306, and I'm calling this episode Red Dead Redemption 2. So you know what this show is going to be about. It's going to be a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2 talk, plus some Super Mario Brothers Encyclopedia talk, oh my, and then some games talk in the news. That is the news. That is the game's news. Plus, let's kick it off with a little bit of talk of the games that I played in the last week. All this on this riveting episode of the Games Attack Audiocast, episode 306. So let's push that button and start the gaming show. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. It is I, Mr. Mike, back with another episode of the Games Attack Audiocast here on the Juju2Cast Network. How's it going with all of you guys? It's going good with me. I've been playing a lot of a certain game on a certain console in a certain office most of the time. That's my gaming experience most of the time with Red Dead Redemption 2. I've been playing that game for a long time in this office that I'm at right now as I'm talking to you guys on this podcast show, and I tell you, wow. wow. Who would have thought? I got a big screen TV in the next room over to me with a nice couch and nice area to play games in, and I've been stuck here in this office studio, I should say, playing most of my Red Dead Redemption 2 gaming has happened in this office so far. Eventually, if I do get off of this podcast in time and I do feel like not falling asleep, maybe I'll play a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2, but I'm guessing that's not going to happen today. Most likely I'll be playing some Z's in my bed, and then tomorrow morning I'll get up and play myself some Red Dead Redemption 2 on my big screen TV, but mostly I've been playing in this office. The reason being, and we might as well just kick into the games that I played in the past week, so, and weekend. So, yes, I've been playing mostly Red Dead Redemption 2 since Friday when it launched, Thursday, Friday. And, I've been playing in this office because I've been making first gameplay video of Red Dead Redemption 2 where it's my first outing into Red Dead Redemption 2. Even though I did start it a bit after the story started, because I'm sure a lot of people were showing off the beginning of Red Dead Redemption 2. So I wanted to get into the game, be in the game world a little bit more when I started that Red Dead Redemption 2 first gameplay. And then I did a couple of live streams. I did two live streams. One was more of a test live stream. Test stream, which you barely could hear me, but you could hear the game perfectly well. That was the first Red Dead Redemption 2 live stream. And then when I fixed my audio, I did a second one on Saturday and Saturday night. And like I said, I'm not doing anything today. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think I'm doing one tomorrow, but I could do one maybe next weekend if I decide to. I don't know yet. Depends on how the weekend's going to go, but maybe I'll squeeze out a live stream next weekend or something. I don't know yet. It depends on, like I said, all the shooby-shosh that I have to do and work-wise and all that. I'm, pretty busy usually with that stuff. So we'll see when we come to the next weekend. Even though I'll be playing the game all week, after work and stuff like that, I'll jump into it. I'll play some Red Dead Redemption 2 and stuff and have a lot of fun being a cowboy and gunslinging and robbing and looting and going into towns and causing havocs and taking baths and getting rubbed downs by women and stuff in the bathtub. Yeah, why not? Oh, so that's what I've been playing, basically, in the past week, and I'll be talking more about that. You know, there's a most of the show is going to be me talking about Red Dead Redemption 2. Another game that I played that I'm going to have to talk about a little bit. I played more of that Fallout 76 beta. I did originally talk about that. I did post a video of the Fallout 76 beta. And just like I talked about all in the last podcast, which I was playing the beta and then the stress test, it seemed like even though the stress test did some stuff, when I went into the beta, it's just basically the same thing in the beta. Nothing had changed from the Fallout 76 stress test to the beta, and I don't know. It's a Fallout game-ish, sort of, with a Fallout wrapper around it. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed in there, changed, and they have to add more stuff into that world. It feels like it's a big, giant open world, and there's not much going on in that world. And sometimes they make it a little difficult for me to collect items and get stuff. You know, eventually I got a bit of stuff for my character and all that, and she seems to be doing okay, but going down the road, if I do decide to play this and play Fallout 76 and play with friends and stuff, because I am getting the game, if I like it or not, I'm getting the game because I'm getting that Power Armor edition where I'm getting the nice, sweet Fallout 4 helmet from the Brotherhood of Steel helmet. So I will be having that collectible helmet with me, but the game itself, it's just, and everybody's been talking about how much of a disappointment so far this game has been during the stress tests and stuff. The only thing that I can tell you about the game that has not been a bummer was basically it was pretty much running rock solid mostly throughout the gameplay sessions that I had. It might have went down once and, you know, in the first stress test, but I don't know if they just were changing something there or something, and then it went right back up when I lost the server or something. But, you know, from the second beta that I was playing, it was just solid. You know, there was nothing really glitchy in the game or anything else. It seemed to run and load quick and everything else, so surprisingly it wasn't as buggy as I would think. You know, using the weapons, moving stuff, doing stuff. It's just more basically Fallout 4, but an online component attached to it. That's what it is, and set up in a new, different area. And without NPCs and more interesting bad creatures and stuff, it's more of these, like, I forgot what they call them, but I call them more feral zombies and stuff, but or feral ghouls or something like that. They call them something else. And I don't know. Maybe when I play with a friend, if my one friend joins me in this game, which he says he was interested in doing, but now that I'm talking about it all the time, my other friend was interested in this game. And even though I was talking to both of them about how this game was not connecting to me, and I'm a big Fallout fan, I tell you, I played most of them, and I like all of them, and I beat most of them, too. I didn't beat the first two, Fallout 1 and 2, because those were the top-down versions of the game, and I just never really got into those. But when Fallout 3 came out, it was a very open world with first-person shooting and third-person shooting and all that stuff. I got into it, played it all, beat it, beat out Fallout New Vegas, and then I beat Fallout 4. Yes, I like me playing some Fallout, you know. And Fallout Online, it was intriguing to me because I'm like, well, they did very good with Elder Scrolls Online, even though it started off a little hitchy and glitchy with less stuff in it, and that's pretty much understandable. So I'm going to give them a little bit of a leeway break and stuff, and hopefully that stuff will be so-called fixed in Fallout 76. You know, I could play a little bit of it, and if it doesn't resonate with me quite well, I'll just take a break from it. I just will stop playing and I'll wait a bit till they update it and they give people what they want with the NPCs and stuff, and they add stuff into the game and then I'll come back to it. But otherwise, maybe I'll play a little bit of it and then I'll just... Because once you got Red Dead Redemption 2 and all these other stuff, and Red Dead Online is going to come out, why am I going to want to play Fallout 76? When you got Red Dead Online, you got GTA Online, other people got their other games online. This seems like something like, you know, and nothing's appealing to me in the game so far. You know, it resembles an interesting Fallout world, but the things that make Fallout are just stripped away from it. And this is going way beyond what VATS. I know VATS is the worst system that they implemented in this Fallout Online version, this Fallout 76 Online, that the way that they created VATS is pretty much basically highlighting the enemy character, the whole enemy character. And it's, even though it's in real time and the character's still moving at you in real time, and you're not, it's not slow down effect or anything, but all you see is a little percentage that either goes up or down on how well you're going to be able to shoot and kill that enemy. It works sometimes. I have to admit, it does work sometimes. Like if I get up to like 70% or higher or something on that enemy kill rate, and I shoot it at the enemy at like 70% or something, most likely they will get hurt to a point where you either kill them or you have to hit them one more time and then they're dead. So it seems to be okay, working okay for me. Other people had different experiences with it, saying that nothing was working with it. But I guess that depends on the player and what they're doing. I don't know. I didn't have really any problems using it the second time around when I figured out what it was and how it was implemented and stuff. So, but it's very generic. It's very basic. Everything seems very generic and basic in there. And I wanted to try to play Fallout 76. I wanted to try to actually build in it. Even though I hate building in the Fallout 4 universe, when I built stuff, I begrudgingly built stuff in Fallout 4, and I had to modify stuff, and stuff just came out all weird looking and whatnot, and nothing connected properly throughout the world, and everything was all weird, and it was just really difficult. And then in this one, I wanted to build something, but I never had enough resources to build anything. And I'm like, well, how do you get these resources? Are you just still going to collect a lot of scrap and stuff? And it wasn't letting me, when I put my little workshop down, it wasn't letting me collect like the trees and stuff around me like it did in the last Fallout 4 game, where it let you collect the trees, let you collect building parts and stuff like that. It would let you like take apart stuff and, you know, put it in and build like walls and all this other stuff. It never let me do that in this game. And I was just stuck not being able to build a single darn thing in my Fallout 4 world. Not to mention, I never seen anybody really. I might have seen like maybe one or two people that whole session in that game, and then nothing. Nobody. Goose egg. It was just a big emptiness. And then I had all these enemies, these feral ghoul whatever like enemies coming in at attacking me, and I'm like, oh shit, I wish I had another player or two to come and help me kill all these guys instead of just them all ransacking me. Which the first time they killed me, the second time I was able to collect my stuff, and then I was able to kill a few of them or run away, and then eventually I think a player came about, started killing them, and I went back and killed more of them, and we got pretty much all of them and stuff like that, and then we just continued on our ways, and I don't know what happened to the other player, but it was just like, and I didn't do any player versus player this time around, because I don't think I hit level 5 yet. Unlike my last character, which I did hit level 5, and I just killed a player just to see how it worked and how it was and all that. And it wasn't too hard to kill the other player. I'm surprised. but it's just so generic and so basic. This could be one of those first flops for Bethesda, at least for now. Because I know, like I said, for Elder Scrolls Online, that never really took off right away. And it took some time for it to roll off the line and pilled itself up. And then it became really good, I guess. I guess people are playing it a lot right now. I guess. I don't know. I don't know the statistics on it, but I guess what they were saying is that a lot of people play Elder Scrolls Online. I'm hoping that's the case for Fallout 76, especially when this is only locked to Xbox One players playing with Xbox One players, and then PC players with PC and PS4, PS4, and, you know, I wish I was able to play with PC players, you know, at least. You know, it doesn't have to be playing with, it doesn't mean I have to be playing with PS4 players or something, unless they got Sony to do it in the deal and such, like they did with Fortnite and stuff, of course. Anywho, I just was not having fun in that game. I played it to the end of the beta. I'm debating if I'll go into any other betas for Fallout 76, and there's a few that I will talk about in the news section of this program. But I don't know. I'll just probably wait till it comes out, till it's fully released. Maybe try to get in there and play some. I don't know if any of my friends are going to get it. I know one of my friends probably won't get it because of what I told him. And I hope he watched my video and watched other people's videos. But it's such a, I hate to say, a bummer. But, you know, they can't have all winners out there. And I don't know what they were thinking when they were just building this upon on top of the Fallout 4 engine. You know, it might be a great engine to make stuff off of, but don't just make a carbon copy of Fallout 4, basically, and just add shit to it, because it's not going to work out the way you want it to. You know, you got to make it more robust, you got to make it more freedom for people to play in, and you're going to have a lot of people to be playing it on this map, on this server. Because I don't think, even in the stress test, I think the stress test there was more people. But when I was playing in the beta, I'm like, where is everybody? I looked at my map. I saw a few individuals on the bottom of the map. I seen a couple people on the top of the map. I was like in the lower middle part of the map, and there was maybe another person on the other side of the map, but there was nobody, not too many people on this big gigantic map, and there was just a few of us, and I'm like, ugh, we need more players, we need to boost it up to like, I don't know, 20, like 30, 40 players or something like that. I don't know how many it could hold, but oh my god, we need more people in this Fallout 4 world here, or this Fallout 76 world. Get things interesting, but, you know, like I said, nothing was that interesting in the world. It's kind of been a disappointment. I don't know how they're going to plan on turning it around. But like I said, you can't always make a winner. Even at Bethesda, you can't always make a winner. You know, Rockstar, I think most of their games have been winners, except for that last Max Payne game, I think. And I don't know if Rockstar was the ones that did it. I think they just published it from somebody, but that was pretty much the only stinker for Rockstar. So I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's a game that's going to be coming out in November, sometime in the beginning of November. I think it was like, what was it? Two, 3 weeks away or something. Was it what? Like a 14th or something? It was on a Wednesday, I think. I don't know. It was just a weird day. It's not even coming out at the end of the week or beginning of the week. It's coming out in the middle of the week, which is another weird aspect to a game like that. At least I had the power armor, right? Right. And of course, you should know, originally I had this off, but I put it back on. And I know you know that I was playing, and I should change this up because I was not playing on the Xbox One. I don't know why I put that on there. I got to put PC. 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 Actually, it doesn't really matter what I put it on because it's still the same game on all platforms. But here's a game that I like to have and be able to play on most platforms. Either it's my Xbox, my PC, or my Nintendo Switch. That would be Minecraft Realms. Thank you. Still digging that giant hole in the ground. Almost done. I only got one layer to go, I think. And then I'm just going to start building my superstructure. and put in the water and stuff, because it's going to be an underwater facility in my Minecraft world, and shit, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet on what I'm doing. It's going to be Bioshockist. It's going to be Bioshockist. I'm very excited. Very, 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 very excited on what I'm planning on doing. So, yeah. That was Minecraft for you folks. That was a little Minecraft talk. So I was playing that. I was playing Fallout 76, the beta, and or the second beta, or whatever you want to consider it. And then, of course, I was playing a shit ton of Red Dead Redemption 2, which we're going to get back into talking about. So why don't we talk more Red Dead Redemption 2 here? So you kick it all off. You're with the Dutch gang. You're walking. You guys are being hunted by, I'm guessing, the FBI, the lawmen, whatever, crooked cops, whatever. You got this other gang in another city or something as well, or other town or something that you can't, don't want to go up against, or whatever your adventures are going to go up against, because all your money and stuff is stashed over there. And you guys are living on ends meet with no money and stuff. And then you guys are going from one place to another. You're like a traveling caravan, setting up camp. Now we just set up camp in this new area here. Which we got out of the cold wilderness. We were up in the mountains where it's all snowy and it was a blizzard and it was cold and windy. And I hated it because when I started playing, I'm like, oh, it's cold here. It's going to be winter soon here. Why, it's cold outside. It's cold rain blowing outside my window because it's raining every day this weekend, of course. Friday through Tuesday, I guess, here in Western New York. It's been just rain and cold. I'm like, ugh, and I'm inside here. I'm trying to play the game. When I first start the game, I'm like, why does it have to always start off in the blizzard? They did that with GTA 5 as well. They did that with GTA 5 when you started off when you were in the bank robbery with Michael and Trevor and stuff. And it was in the freaking blizzard in the snowy town, and I'm like, oh, why is it so cold? I don't want to play it when it's in the winter. And that came out during the cold wintery time, too. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's cold. It's wintery. This time, it's the same thing, and it was even worse. And they had, like, giant, big snow, and it was super cold. And I'm like, oh, I'm freezing. It's like, oh, this game is so realistic that it's making me cold. And then, oh, I hated that. And then I finally got out into the nice hot wilderness. I'm like, oh, thank God. It's warmer out. It's sunny. It's green and brown grass and stuff with tumbleweeds and stuff, sort of. Animals roaming the plains. I'm having fun. I'm having a blast in Red Dead Redemption 2. Basically, I'm just gathering supplies and money for my community. I am trying to make myself some money in this community. Doing the side quests, missions, little stranger things, just looting people, killing people, you know, the normal stuff. Eventually I think I'm doing some of the main story missions. I don't know, because it's all looks the same and it's a blur. Because there's so much to do in Red Dead Redemption 2, and I'm just in the first town. I haven't unlocked the majority of the map yet. You know, I did some hunting missions. I did some bounty hunting missions. I'm doing like this thing where people owe the Dutch gang some money. And there's people borrow money from us and they gotta pay us back now and all that. So I have to go and find them and break their bones in their hands and stuff and steal their shit because they don't want to pay me, because they're afraid of paying me. They're afraid of me, Mr. Cowboy myself. So they did an interesting thing in this game. They made this game, unlike the last Red Dead Redemption, more micromanagement. A lot of micromanagement in this game. A ton of micromanagement in this game. You name it, you got to do it in this game. You got to clean up, wash up, trim up, eat. I'm surprised they don't make you go to the bathroom in the game. Don't give them any freaking ideas, folks, but you gotta feed, you gotta trim, you gotta bathe. If you don't bathe, trim, and stuff, you could turn into one disgusting, ugly motherfucker. You gotta brush your horse. You gotta feed your horse. You gotta pet your horse. You gotta do other stuff for your horse. You gotta clean your clothes, sort of. I think that's when you take a bath or something, then your clothes get clean. I don't know. Never ran into my clothes needing to be super, super clean yet. Even though I bought new, like, shoes and stuff, you can buy new wardrobes, shoes, different various stuff in the game that you need to do. Like I said, you need to eat because you got to keep your stamina up and your core health up. There's like little hearts. There's all these little like core systems. It looks like a different version of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild to me. It looks like a freaking Legend of Zelda game, but with a cowboy this time. And I'm like, what the hell? Because you got to micromanage everything. You got to keep all your health and stuff and. Oh, all that up in the good. And it's like, wow, so much stuff to micromanage and do. It's just craziness. If you look at my first game, well, not my first game, but my live streams, I think the second live stream, there was a lot of upsetting parts, even to a guy like me that doesn't care about killing and all that stuff and plundering. When I was hunting an animal, I think it was, what was it? It wasn't an elk. This wasn't a deer either. What was it? Antelope, maybe? I don't know. It was one of the animals with a horn. And I'm just taking out my bow, because you can get a bow and arrow in this game as well as a gun. But if you want to hunt for animals, you got to use a certain kind type of ammunition / way it works kind of way. So it wasn't me just taking out a rifle and shooting the thing, because then you're not going to get the maximized amount of if you were to skin the animal and use its body for sale for like clothing and stuff like that. The skinning animation is pretty in-depth. But I was hunting in this one part. I was just hunting. I'm like, oh, I'm going to catch one of these antelopes and bring them back to my camp, because people are hungry and stuff, and I would like to offer them more food to survive and stuff in this wilderness. And I'd pick it up very high this time. I'm trying to think here. I'm losing my mind here for a second, because there's just so much stuff. So basically, I shot a bow and arrow at this elk. Like, I think it was an elk. Don't get me wrong. Don't send me corrections or anything, but it's like a deerish elk with antlers and stuff. Shot it. It fell down to the ground. It was a good hit. It was a good clean hit. Like, I hit it perfectly. And this was from far away in the game. I should have recorded. I did record it. It's in the stream. But I was far away from this creature, and I shot it. And I hit it just right. And I even showed it that I just hit it, and I got it, and it went down. But then it jumped back up again, and it went, and it leaped. And it leaped to, it didn't leap to its feet to run. It just leaped and then fell again. And then all I hear is, I'm like, oh shit, it's still alive. But it's in agony. It's in great agony and pain. And all you, and I ride up with my horse to it. It's like, I'm like, oh shit, I did not want that to happen. I'm just hearing it screaming in pain and shit, and I'm like, oh man. So I had to hurry up and jump off my horse, and I had to kill it like Avatar style. And that's what you do. You do it like an Avatar style. You climb over it. I'm surprised he doesn't say a prayer or anything. You just stick your knife right into the front of the heart of this animal. I'm like, holy shit. I should show this to the truth. I got my friend, the Ultimate Truth. If he watches this video and watches that one part, he'd be like, holy fucking shit. Anybody, any of my friends, if I should get this clip. I should show this to any of my friends. They're going to go, holy shit. Oh, man. And then there was this part in the hunting thing that I stumbled upon, killing like one of these massive predators. One of these, what do they call it? Was it a rare predator or a massive predator? I forgot what it was. It was a master predator. It was a bear. It was a black bear. And it was this one mission where I'm going with this hunter. He's like, hey, you want to help me scout and find and kill this bear? Want to go hunting for a bear? I'm like, oh, shit. Am I ready to go hunting for a bear? Oh, shit. Damn, yeah, I'm going to go hunt for this bear. So we're doing this. We're learning the new tracking skills, how to track the bear, look for its scents, look for its poopies, eating, and just track its tracks and stuff. And you're using your senses like you do in Shadow of the, like in the Tomb Raider games, like mostly Shadow of the Tomb Raider and stuff, and all the other Tomb Raider games. And you're using that ability. It's showing you where it's going and stuff. Then you get up to this point in the game where it's like, okay, we're going up to this point. We're slowly creeping up to where this bear is supposed to be. And then we go up to it and it's like, okay, we see that we got this food here and stuff. There seems to be no bear or anything. And the trail goes cold, apparently, according to the guy. So we put some bear bait down or predator bait down. And we walk away and we're waiting and we're waiting. We're not seeing this bear or anything come out where we're just waiting for it. Then we go, he's like, oh, I gotta go check on this bear bait, this predator bait. I wonder if it's still fresh or something like that, he was saying. So he goes, and I go follow him, and we go up to him, and we're looking at him, and we're like, he's like checking it out. He's like, oh, yeah, it's good. It's, I wonder where the bear is. Maybe we'll just come back later. And then all you hear is, and I'm like, oh, okay, Rockstar, you're doing this. You're doing this. And then the bear's busting right out of the woods or something, coming to attack us. And I'm like, well, this can't go any better, I guess. So I'm just firing at the bear. I'm just like unloading my shotgun. I have my shotgun and my pistol, and I'm just unloading at this bear. I think I shot it before earlier in the game, but this time I'm just unloading at the bear. And it, you know, it attacks me. It jumps the fuck on top of me. It does the whole Remnant thing with Leonardo DiCaprio. It does the whole bear raping scene. Basically, the Housers, or Dan Houser, or the Houser brothers, or, you know, Rockstar in general, they watched The Remnant. They definitely watched The Remnant. You know why? Because they have a big-ass motherfucking black bear that comes and rapes my fucking ass in the game, and it's just raping and slashing at me, beating the shit out of me, out of my character, beating. I'm like, oh boy, I failed this mission. This bear's gonna fucking butt rape my ass to death. And I'm barely hanging on, and I'm shooting at it, and then at the, I think it was the animation or something, I'm stabbing it with the knife, and I stab it and stab it and stab it, and I keep like quickly stabbing it in the heart with my freaking knife, and the bear dies and goes down. It goes down and dies. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. My health is like to nothing almost. So I eat and I get my health and my core energy back, and I'm all sliced up and bloodied and stuff like that. And I just go up to this big black bear, and I'm like, okay, time to strip your motherfucking big ass. And I, you know, I do a nice stripping animation. You just see everything from the muscles and veins and blood coming off of this big black bear, and you're just taking its, like, its carcass, its furry carcass away, and you're leaving the rest of the bear there to just, you know, suffer. Maybe it'll get eaten by something else, but maybe just lie there naked. Oh my God. And it was just freaking one of those moments where I'm like, holy shit, there's gonna be more moments like this in the game. And that was like a, oh my fucking God, I almost died moment. I did die a couple times in this game. Mostly by people, either the outlaws that got me or the cops that got me a couple times. And that was just because of my mistake of me poorly trying to maneuver myself in the game the way I thought it would be for my benefit. But it didn't work out that way. So that's some of the stuff I did. Also, there was a train robbery, which I didn't do on the video stream. I did it off the video stream because I just wanted to play it later. And or did I do it on the second video stream? I think maybe I did do it on the video stream, actually. To tell you the truth, I think I did do it on the video stream. Huh. Yeah, maybe I did. I don't know. I'll have to recheck that. But did the train robbery, train heist. That was pretty sweet. That was a very awesome heist right there. But it's just like you would think with a Red Dead Redemption game. It's fun. It's fluent. There's tons of shit to it and a lot of gunplay and stuff. Oh, I also played blackjack. I got to play a couple hands of blackjack, and I was doing okay. I lost a few hands, but I won a lot of other hands of blackjack. And I kind of figuring out how the AI works in the blackjack area of things. And it's really interesting on how they have it. And really, I don't know how much more I can talk about this game. You know, you even get your bath time with you're doing the Witcher thing where you're in this big bubbly bathtub, this hot bubbly bathtub, and you're washing your naked self off. And then you can have a call girl come in and rub you down and wash you up and sometimes touch your nads because it looks that's what it looks like when she's going down in the middle. And it gets really Witcherly like, and everything's really cool from the scenery to the characters, you know, all the unique characters from the drunk and to the people that just want to fight you. And I do a lot of bare knuckle boxing, you know, to train robberies, to a big wilderness to just run around in. It seems like this is going to be like mostly almost endless fun in this gaming universe with Red Dead Redemption 2. And everybody has a big right to just get away from this game. You know, every game maker out there, yes, get away from the launch of this game because you're not going to have anything sold while this game is running. And I'm wondering what Fallout 76 next month is going to be like, because it's like Fallout 76 is coming after big releases like Red Dead Redemption 2, Black Ops. Then you got, after that, you got, I think the month later, or is it in November? You got the new next Battlefield game. Then you got Super Smash Brothers on the Nintendo Switch and all this other stuff. That's why I say Fallout 76 isn't going to be anywhere on that radar for most people compared to Red Dead Redemption 2. And I think Red Dead Redemption 2's online, or Red Dead Online, is going to come out next month as well. So it's like, huh, November, Red Dead Online. Go figure. And I'm going to want to play that as well when it comes out online. But holy cow, this game is amazing. I might not be the best at everything or at the game in general because, you know, I can't even ride my horse properly. Sometimes I get my horse tumbling off of rocks and stuff because I'm just so like out of it. I'm like, but I'm having a blast. This game is a blast. I'm having a blast. This is a great sequel to a original great game that I played through and beat multiple times, because I played Red Dead Redemption multiple times and beat it multiple times. This game is going to provide me with lots more hours of fun to go on from here and there. One of the things that, you know, people were bugged about, that I'm a little bit bugged about, but not too bugged about, I got these two discs. One's a data disc, one's the game disc. Now, in this game of Red Dead Redemption 2, this is a very sizable game, meaning large, like 100 gigabytes large. Mainly, you would have to download this from the internet for the update. 100 gigabytes or 80 gigabytes or something like that update from online. I wasn't able to just install the game offline because I was trying to do this where I wasn't, and I don't know if me downloading the update in the background was any reason that was a problem for me to install the game. Maybe it was, but I'm betting anybody that doesn't have an internet connection to their Xbox One, how are you going to install this game? Does it require you to go online and install the game and play the game? Or can you install and play the game without going online to download the big day one patch update for this game? Because it seems like more and more games out there nowadays are having these day one giant patches, which can be gigabytes and gigabytes and gigabytes of data to download. And not everybody has a high-speed connection. Luckily for me, I got a nice high-speed 100 megabit up and down connection from Fios, Verizon Fios. And it was even going upwards to downloading up to 200 megabits per second, which I was surprised on. That was probably because it was really late at night and not many people were using the network. But I'm like, wow, it was going from 100 to almost 200 megabits per second downloading this Red Dead Redemption day one patch, and I was very happy about that. I was like, wow, this is really downloading a serious amount of data right now. I am very happy about how fast it's going, and the speeds of the downloading was really incredible. And You know, it was just amazing how fast it was to download this update, then install the rest of it, and then I got to play it. Not to mention that I got to live stream both these things on this bigger computer I have here, which has older technology in it, so that's why I only did it 720p, 60 frames per second, 720p, or was it 30? I think it was 720, 30. I should try to do it in 720, 60, but I don't know if I can do that 720, 60 with my current computer hardware here, my large computer hardware. I wasn't using my laptop, which I do on live streaming on my big screen computer, but I was doing, you know, I need a new computer. Let's just say that. But my streams came out fine. If you watch the videos, they came out just fine. There's a little pixelation here and there, but when you're watching on a screen and you're far away from the screen or the big screen or anything like that, you're not going to notice much of anything. You're not going to notice all the pixelizations and stuff unless if you actually truly look at it, and it paranoids you a lot. Doesn't paranoid me at all. What else? The main character, even though I forget his name all the time. I wonder if it's on the back of my box here. Let's see here. Arthur Morgan. There we go. I always forget the main character's names for some reason sometimes here. Arthur Morgan, he seems like an interesting cowboy. And, you know, you could customize his looks and if he has a beard or hair or whatever. His clothing, I've ordered some new clothing for it. I even got to customize the horse, my main man horse. And this is going to be my main awesome horse from now on because I upgraded the horse. I gave it a mohawk. I gave it a shorter black tail. I changed the color of the horse and the tail and all that. Oh, man, you could do a lot of stuff with that horse. And my horse likes it, the way it looks because it's got a mohawk. It has an interesting tail. And what can I say? Rockstar, you did it again with that stuff. You might have not made a good companion app that works on everything, but you made a game that's damn good. And, you know, with all the stories about 100-hour work weeks and stuff by some people, they're currently employed or not. And then you got the whole thing where, oh, this game takes like 6 years or more to make these games. They put in a lot of effort and work and passion to make these games and make these games work the best that they do. And the quality shows. Rockstar doesn't care on how long it takes to make a game because they say, hey, if we're going to make a game, we want to make this game right. And if we're going to push it back like they usually do and they push it and they push it until they feel like it's time to release it, they can afford to do that for one thing. And two, they know when they release it, it's going to sell so well that, like I said, every other game runs away from it and they're going to make all their money back plus spades and aces here. And this is a game that, you know what, everybody's saying in the industry, if you're going to want to see it, you're going to want to buy it, you're going to want to play it. If you own an Xbox One X, you own a PS4, just pick it up and buy it and play it. Hopefully you got a good internet connection to download that day one patch. Now, for your PC players out there, I know you're all whining, complaining. Why don't they ever release the new Red Dead Redemption? Why don't they ever release Red Dead Redemption on the PC? Why don't they ever release this game on PC? Blah, 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 blah. When are they going to release Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC? Well, first off, they're going to do it next year. That's a guarantee. Because they always wait 1 year after the initial release of the console versions to release it on PC. So they're going to release the PC version next year, probably in the holiday season. So don't you freaking worry. They are going to release a Red Dead for PC eventually. Two, the reason why they take so long, I think it's got to be due to the fact that they didn't release it. Oh, yeah. The fact that I'm thinking is the main fact that they're not releasing this on PC is because of piracy on the PC, because it's a lot easier to pirate the games on the PC than it is Xbox One or PS4 right now. And I think they're just, you know, besides doing a weird copy protection scheme like Just Cause did, I think it was Just Cause 3, they had this weird copy protection scheme. If you didn't own the game and you tried playing it, you could only play it up to a certain point or something, or something happened where it would detect that wasn't the right game or something, it would just bring you right off the plane of interest or something. But they did it, you know, it's their discretion, and if they feel like PC piracy is still on the up and up and they don't want to put in all this extra DRM tactics and such, they got every right to do so. It's Rockstar. They make great games, and they're pretty much okay people. Never met any of them, but they're very creative, and they haven't made a real bad game yet. At least not that I know of. I hear, you know, all of Rockstar's games are good. And that's probably pretty much thanks to the Hauser brothers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, whatever, Dan Hauser or whatever. It's thanks to them. And if they ever left that place, let's hope that that place can still run and make great games without those people. So right now, you know, I'm still in the first town. I'm going to eventually go to the next town and such, do more missions. But I just want to collect. I want to get all these bounties. I want to collect all this money. We're owed, do a few missions up north. And then eventually they're going to push my ass down south. And then I'll go down south and go to new towns and learn some stuff, do some dueling, stuff like that, and have some fun. So, that's all the Red Dead Redemption 2 talk I'm going to talk about today. Let's see here. The Mario Brothers Encyclopedia. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that. I have it on my desk. It's on the other side of my desk here, though. I finally got that. I don't know if any of you knew that there was a Mario Brothers Super Mario Brothers Encyclopedia coming out. That's when they have all of... Damn it. Hold on one second. I'm going to pull this out. I got to pull it out. Hold on. Oh, where is it? Oh, it's not over here. It's down here. Oh, I do. I have it in my desk now. I forgot. I transferred it. Okay, so basically, this is the Super Mario Brothers Encyclopedia, the first 30 years official guide. So it's basically the first 30 years. Celebrate the first three decades of one of gaming's most beloved franchises with Super Mario Brothers Encyclopedia, the official guide to the first 30 years. Whether you grew up with the original or picked up a controller later in the series, enjoy over 256 jam-packed pages of content, including information on enemies, characters, and courses, even explanations of glitches and helpful hints from pixels to polygons. Relive all the best moments from the 30 years of Super Mario Brothers series. And this is made by Nintendo and Dark Horse Comics. They made this beautiful, brilliant, beautiful hardcover book here. This big, giant encyclopedia book here. Am I back on? Oh, man, I went to the next level here. Sorry about that, folks. Originally, I accidentally hit the stop button on my computer. Originally, this book, this giant, awesome book, retails for like $40, as it says on the book here. This is supposed to be like a $40 book here, $39.99. You can get this for like, what, $25 on Amazon.com right now for this official book. So you're saving yourself a good chunk of money if you pre-order or buy this book on Amazon. I bought two copies. I bought one that I'm going to keep in cellophane, and I'm going to and I have this one right here that I can open up and read at my wit's end, because one I want to have is a collector's edition, as a collectible, and this one I want to have so I can read the stuff. And I'm looking at this. It has these very great-smelling, full-colored photos and books and pages of the games and the books and all these games from characters and levels. It even goes through the worlds of like Mario Brothers and stuff, and it goes through all the worlds and stuff, all the characters from Bowser to Morden to Larry, Ludwig von Koopa, Princess Daisy, Wario, Princess Peach, Mario, Luigi, all the people you know of. It just goes on and on and on. It's like, wow. Everything from Mario Brothers from 1985 to 2013, basically, with Super Mario 3D World. Wow. Now, it only goes up to there because, you know, don't forget. Let's see here. I'm trying to look. 2014. It goes up to 2016 with Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix and, let's see here, Style Savvy Fashion Forward? I don't know. I don't know what that is. But it goes up to like 2016 here on the games and all that. Sure, there's 2 years missing, but, you know, this book took a long time to probably make, to publish. And it shows everything from great artwork, from the covers of the games, like New Super Mario Bros. 2. They even got the Japanese version here. That's pretty cool. Mario stuff. A lot of stuff. This is like a big guide to, like, mostly all of the Mario games from the past three decades. And this is an awesome book. If you're, like, old school like me and you're into video games, like old school games like Mario Brothers and all that, which most of us are, or your kids are, and they're in, and you want to get them into reading and looking at something really cool, this Super Mario Brothers Encyclopedia, I highly recommend. I highly recommend it. This is a thing to put under the Christmas tree for your kids. If they love Mario like most people do, this Super Mario Brothers Encyclopedia by Dark Horse Comics and Nintendo, the official guide, first 30 years, definitely worth a purchase, definitely worth a lookup. Go on to Amazon.com today, or you could go into a bookshop and pay probably full price for it, the $39.99 that they say they're charging for, or you could probably get it cheaper on Amazon and have an even better time with it, because this thing is a heavy son of a bitch. I'm telling you, this is a heavy hardcover full page book here with tons of stuff here. I think, let's see here, it has 256 pages of content in this book here. And it's by Dark Horse, and you know these Dark Horse books and comics and stuff, they always go out of print eventually. They always take them off print. So get it now before they, you know, you can't get it anymore, you know. I made sure to get it. It's worth every penny. I'll probably show it off in a video sometime. I want to show this off in a video because people got to know, you know, for gaming and gaming nostalgia, this is one of those things that a gamer like me just loves. I just geek out of. And I've been reading a little bit here and there. I'm going to read more of it when I get some free time and I just want to sit in bed or something, or, you know, just sit up and just read it while I'm listening to a podcast or something. Just look at the pages, read stuff, learn stuff from the past Mario games to now. Oh, man, it's just really cool. It's a really cool book, and that's the Super Mario Brothers Encyclopedia. Whew. First 30 years. Congratulations, Mario Brothers, for 30 years of great entertainment and fun. Just wanted to talk about that before the games news. And you know what? We're going to take a little break because you know what's coming up next? The games news. That is the games news of the show after this break. So let's take a break.
Other games news from the past week.
And we're back, everybody. We're back with the games news. That is the Games Talk news of the show, as I always like to call it. And we're going to kick it off with some Fallout 76 news. More than I was talking about earlier, if you're interested in the beta and you have pre-ordered the game, and you have to pre-order the game to get into these Fallout 76 betas, because they're not open to the public, they're open to people who pre-ordered the games. So if you got a code and you got to type it in, you got a code to be able to get in the beta, then you're in the beta, I should say, the B-E-T-E, or B.E.T.A. as Bethesda likes to call it. Time dates and times for all the PS4, PC, and Xbox One. And also I'll tell you how long, when and how long is the next test. So basically it was started off for us Xbox One folks, because we were ahead of that time. Let's see here. Trying to look here on dates and times. And a couple of these are already done and over with, so I'm not even going to look at these. So we're going to go into October 30th, which will be the next one after I record this podcast. Because the other two are, if I would have did this podcast earlier, I would have been able to put in October 27th, 28th. But those are officially over with. So I'm going to go to October 30th. For all you guys here in the United States, for U.S. Eastern Standard Time, for October 30th, they're going to have their beta at 7 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m. So 7 to 11, I like that, 7 to 11, here in the United States, Eastern Time. So, and if you're in the U.S. Pacific Time, they got it around 4 to 8 p.m., but if you're in Eastern Time, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., pretty much. And that's on October 30th, which is a Tuesday. Then the one following after that is going to be November 1st. And on the Eastern Time, it's going to be 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. So 2 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. Eastern. And of course, for, you know, you other people, you can always figure that out. I'm only doing in the United States times. So if anybody else wants to look up their times and dates, you can check up on the Bethesda website for that. Sorry for folks that are anywhere else but the United States. The one following the November 1st one would be November 3rd. And that's going to happen at on Eastern time, 5 p.m. Eastern to 9 p.m. So 5 to 9 Eastern time. So 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7, 8, 8 to 9. So 4 hours for that one. Okay. And then, I guess, let's see here. And I guess here, for the last one that I know of, let's see here. Also, you for on November 4th, Eastern Time, 2 p.m. to 9. So 2 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time for that one on November 4th. If you are interested in that stuff, if you're interested in the beta for Fallout 76 and you're able to get in and all that stuff, I guess Bethesda plans to keep your progress from the beta, or plans to let you keep your progress from the beta through to the full game. Pre-ordering will also get you 500 atoms, the in-game currency for purchasing cosmetic items in the shop. Fallout 76 is due out on November 14th, which is not too far away. If I look at it here, let me see here, October, I'm trying to look at my on-wall calendar here. November 14th, so we're already on the 28th of October, so you figure we got 1 week, so 3 weeks away from the launch of Fallout 76, And they say it's on the 14th. So the 14th, that's on a Wednesday? So Fallout 76 comes out on a Wednesday? That's a freaking weird day for the game to come out. Not on a Friday, not on a Tuesday. It comes out on a Wednesday. Very interesting. So if you are interested in that stuff, well, there you go. That's the information I'm giving you about the beta. And for me, I may play in the beta one more time if I get around to getting to it and I remember the dates and times and stuff like that. But otherwise, I'll just wait till the game comes out. You know, I'm in no rush to be playing that, the Fallout 76 beta, as you heard earlier in my talk about Fallout 76. Just going to be doing a lot of Red Dead Redemption. Playing a lot of Red Dead. That's pretty much what I'm going to be doing. That's what I want to do. So it's going to be Red Dead Redemption 2 until I have nothing more to do in Red Dead Redemption 2. Or until I get so burned out on it and I go on to the next game. Which, yes, I will play some Fallout 76 when I get it. But I think it's going to be overshadowed by another game. And I think that Super Smash Bros. Or Pokemon or... there's a couple other games. And then I got still a lot of games in my backlog to play and other games and other games and other games and other games. And there's always more games coming out. So, Red Dead Redemption 2? Yeah, a lot better than Fallout 76 at the moment. Plus, I want to play that Assassin's Creed Odyssey if I ever get that for like Christmas or something. So that's something that I'm very interested in. Okay, so talking about Red Dead Redemption 2 again, like you're not sick of hearing me talk about it. If you heard about it, and I don't know how many people have heard about it. I don't think it's really touted too much. I'm looking on the thing here. Let's see here. I see on my disc here, Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Online coming soon. I think they might have something here. I'm just trying to look. Oh yeah, on the very inner box art, it says you can get the mobile app for your tablet or smartphone. How many people knew that there was a Red Dead Redemption 2 official companion app? I did because I hear about these things, but does the average person know about it? Did they really push to show and talk about this app much? Not really. It's supposed to be a bit like what you got in Fallout 4. You remember that companion app? It's for both iOS and Android. Came out. It's available to download. I think you got to download it through the website, pretty much. You can't download it from... Let's see here. Can pan and zoom. I'll talk about that in a little bit. I think you... I think you got to download from the Bethesda website. You can't get it in the App Store because I already tried. I'll take a look again right now. I bet you it's not available in the App Store. I think you got to get the Red... Actually, you know, I'll Google search it right now. So, let's see here. Red Dead Redemption 2 companion app for Android. Let's see here. Oops. Looking for the Red Dead Redemption app. Live now on Android and iOS. I am not seeing it here yet. We got news. For Android. I'm looking at it. I just don't. This is just on the website, though. I don't know. It's not showing me too much on the web. Let me check the App Store again. Red Dead Redemption 2 companion app. And it doesn't come up. So, Rockstar Games. Let's see what Rockstar Games shows. Yeah, they don't have the companion app in the App Store. I think you gotta go to the Bethesda website to get it. I think you definitely have to go to the Bethesda website to get it. I'm not gonna look anymore for it. But if they don't have it like in the official iOS or Android store, and you're not, you know, you're not really, you don't really like to install apps outside those places, well, then this app isn't going to work out for you. But what it does do, just like from Fallout and all that stuff, the Red Dead Redemption 2 companion app connects directly to your PlayStation 4 or Xbox One as you play, delivering real-time interactive information to your smart device, available for download, of course, on the day of, for both iOS and Android. You can pan and zoom the map, set waypoints, or mark areas of interest with a tap on your screen, aiding your exploration and discovery throughout the expansive world of Red Dead Redemption 2, which I think is pretty sweet. You can examine Arthur Morgan's journal with the new entries and illustrations appearing as you progress through the Red Dead Redemption 2 story. The app will also show you Arthur Morgan's core info and stats in real time on your device, allowing you to completely remove the in-game hub from your television should you choose to do so. Additionally, the companion app lets you examine Arthur's in-game journal, provides stat tracking through Social Club, contains the full digital game manual, plus an optional digital version of the Red Dead Redemption 2 complete official guide from Piggyback, and more. So, let's see here. If I tap on this, because I'm on the official website right now. Companion app. The Red Dead Redemption 2 official companion app. Here we go. How do I download it? Red Dead Redemption 2 site. I'm on the Rockstar Games here. Rockstar. Official site. Maybe I gotta go to the official site for Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh, Rockstar. Let's see here. Gameplay. Hands on the Frontier. Outlaws for now. Mailing list. All full announcements. Pre-order bonuses. Launch trailer. Okay, it's not showing anywhere to download this this app. Downloads. Maybe it's under downloads. Ah, here you go. Red Dead Redemption 2 app. Download on the App Store. Get it on Google Play. Oh, it says I can get it on Google Play, but I'm not seeing it on Google Play. Rockstar, is something wrong with your app or something? Okay. Red Dead Redemption. Whoops. It didn't even want to do it fully. Red Dead Redemption 2. Let's search just that. RDR2 countdown. I'm not seeing it. It says Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption. Do I gotta go II? Do they want me to go II? Don't tell me they want to go II, right? Okay, that's the countdown, wallpapers. Soundtracks. Okay, let's see. Rock Star Let's see here. Games. Unless it's somebody forgot to put it up or something. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. Apps. Okay, this is all the apps that Rockstar Games has here. And it's not available. Let me click on this website one here. Okay, it shows it on Google Play here. It shows it here. I'm going to install this. Or I'm going to click it here on my computer. This is crazy. Why does it not want to show? No eligible devices for app install. Oh, it's just not available for any of my devices. It won't work on my my tablet. It won't work on my phone. Why? Wow. So that's why it's not showing up. It just won't work on my shit. RDR2 Companion. Okay, so if I type in RDR2 Companion, maybe. Let's see here. I'm just trying to figure this out. RDR2 Companion. Now, why isn't it not? Okay. Is there something I'm missing here? Is it just not? Why wouldn't it work for my phone or tablet? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Auto updates, download preference, notifications, clear. Okay, folks, it says it doesn't even work on my phone or tablet, but it just doesn't show it, period, on my phone. It's like, it says I have no compatible devices or anything here. I don't know. This app is incompatible. Version 10 updated. Let's see, required Android 6.0 and up. Let's see here. I think I got 6.0 on my phone. I know I don't have 6.0 on my tablet. My tablet's probably running a very much older thing. I know this is the weirdest thing to talk about on this show, on a gaming show, but yeah, I got Android 7.0 here. Yeah. I got Android 7. It says Android 6.0 and up. So why would the freak this app not be working on this device? You know what? Let me try something here. And this is all news because you guys are listening to this hands-on here. I'm going to copy this. I'm going to send this to myself via email. So I'm going to email this to myself. And we're going to see if I can trick it to working. Because there should be no damn reason for this not to work. So I'm going to send this to myself. Oops. I'm going to send this link to myself. It's on link. Send. It's on there. I should get the link on my phone. No subject. Google Play. Let's click on it. Your device isn't compatible with this version. Now, why the freak is it not compatible with this version? Why am I not getting? Why is it not compatible with this version? Your device isn't compatible with this version. I meet all the criteria. Hey, Rockstar, I think someone's wrong with your Red Dead Redemption 2 app. It says 6.0 and up. I do have 6.0. I have 7.0 Android here on a very fast and powerful phone here. And you're telling me that this ain't is not compatible. But yeah, and I can buy any of your games and it can run on my phone. So I do not understand why is it not compatible? Why? It says right here. Let's see here. Which journal, manual, Rockstar Games, software. What's new? In-app purchases per item. Released. App permissions. Let's see here. Version can access. Doesn't show anything more on this. What's new? Version 0.100.1. Says it works for Android 6.0 and up. I got 7 and it says it's not available. It's not working on that. That's kind of BS to me that this doesn't work on my phone, which my phone is like, it's not the best of the best of the best, but it's fast as hell. It runs Android 7.0. It's a Motorola G4, and it's like, nope, doesn't work on your phone, Mr. Mike. Well, I have to give this app, even though I didn't want to really use it too much anyways, like, it's not something I would go out of the way and use. You know, it would be cool to use it in the beginning, but if it doesn't want to work on something like my phone, it's not worth even trying to download. This is like, wow. That's a big for a rock star right there. Because my phone is just like any other phone out there. If I really cared about wanting this app to use on my phone, I would just contact Rockstar and say, hey, I got Android 7.0 on my phone, and you guys say it's not compatible. Even though my phone is fast, it works with games and everything else. I don't know what's going on with your guys' app permissions or whatever. It just says it's not compatible with the phone. You can't really find it in the Google Android store. What's going on with this app? So if they listen to podcasts or somebody else does that works at Rockstar, hey, tell them. Tell the Housers. Tell those people over there at Rockstar. What the fuck? Work with my Motorola G4 phone, for crying out loud. It's a good phone. It's got Android 7.0 on it, so there should be no damn reason. It's one Android version away from 8.0, which is the current one, so I don't know what the hell's going on here. I can understand my other tablet, because that thing has been a long time since it's ever been updated, but this is a phone that's, you know, I only got like a year or so ago. So I don't know why that wouldn't work. Oh, well, you guys all heard it. You heard it right here from me, Mr. Mike. The app clearly sucks because it doesn't want to work on my Android phone or tablet. And it's not like they're the slowest things. And this one's got Android 7 on it. So I don't know. I don't know what else could be the reason why it's not compatible. But, oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Rockstar, I'll play your game, but it's a sad shame that more of us can't use your apps. You know, I was able to use the iFruit app from like GTA 5, or GTA 5 before, so I don't know. I don't know. Let's go to the next story. I bugged you guys enough with this app thing. Sony goes back on 11-year-old promise, apparently, to keep Warhawk servers up. Oh, I remember that. I bought Warhawk for the PS3, but then I found out it was going like they were shutting it down or something was going to happen or whatever. I don't know what it was. I just felt like it wasn't going to work anymore or what. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but apparently the servers are going down this week well before the 90-day notice promised on packaging. But I didn't even know Warhawk was still around, but it had a cool concept to it. You were able to fly in ships, you know, like jet ships, and then you were able to go from fighting in the sky to going on the ground and going into tanks and stuff and blowing up people and shooting people. It had a really unique concept to it, and it just never got utilized. And at the time, I didn't even have that good of internet to play anything, and I was like, okay. But if I would have still had it, I would have maybe tried to play it. I don't know. It seemed like a cool concept for a flying ground, air-to-ground combat game, you know, with multiple people. Let's see here. So basically, when it comes to the impending server shutdown for early PS3 release Warhawk, though, Sony seems to have actually broken its own long-standing promise regarding the timing of such a move. Warhawk was one of Sony's first experiments on online console gaming, releasing in August of 2007, just months after the launch of the PS3 and the PlayStation Network. Over 11 years later, a handful of players still seem to be enjoying the online-only dogfight simulation. Thanks to the part to the in-game's inclusion in Sony's PlayStation Now streaming service. So it was included in Sony's PlayStation Now streaming service. That's why it's probably being played more. One player who talked to Ars Technica described the active player base as running anywhere from several hundred to a couple thousand strong, and nearly 400 people are still subscribed to the Warhawk subreddit as of the writing on the article here. On September 25th, though, which that was already, those remaining Warhawk players noticed the message had appeared on the PlayStation Store page for the game. It warned online service for Warhawk PS3 will be shut down on October 25th, 2018 at 12 a.m. PT time. So that means it's already shut down. As Warhawk was an online-only title, this shutdown means that the game will no longer be playable unless the PS3 system is set to LAN mode, so you can play it over LAN. So there you go. As only local network play will function. The one-month notice took some eagle-eyed players by surprise, though. That's because the original retail packaging for Warhawk included a pretty clear disclaimer. SCEA reserves the right to retire the online portion of the game within 90 days notice, emphasis added. So on the back of the game, it says 90 days. So basically, that's like a contract right there, which Sony basically broke right as of now, but this is a long time ago. But still, contract is a contract. Ooh, this used THX sound in it, too. Yeah, that Warhawk looked really cool. But I just never got around to playing it. I bought it, but I never played it. Then I sold it. I was stupid back in the day. I should have played it, but I just never did. This kind of wording appears to have been included as a boilerplate on the packaging for all online PS3 games through mid-2010. In games released after that, it was replaced with language that gave Sony a lot more leeway because, you know, of course, corporations got to have a lot of leeway when they're doing this stuff. And now it says SCEA reserves the right to retire the online portion of the game at any time. Oh, so now it's like any time. Before it's 90 days, now it's any time. So if they want to shut down, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a big game that God of War has any online or anything. No? Well, imagine if God of War or something had something online, or Nathan Drake's Uncharted or something had like an online portion, and they just said, today we're just going to close it out. We're going to turn off the online portion. That would suck. And not notifying players or people that paid $60 or more for that title and own it, that would suck. That would really suck. That's the language that appeared on the packaging for the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale and the PS3's Twisted Metal revamp, both of which are also shutting down, or have shut down on October 25th, with just 1 month's notice. Earlier in the year, 2012 PS3 sequel Starhawk had its server shut down without any warning whatsoever. So Warhawk to Starhawk. as the box itself warned it might happen. The only other pre-2010 PS3 game that appears to still be online and thus subject to the 90-day shutdown warning promise is Fat Princess. So Fat Princess. So if you're one of those people that got their games taken away online, you never know. Maybe they'll be, who knows? If people sue over all sorts of weird stuff, maybe there'll be a lawsuit against Sony on this, because clearly on the packaging back in the day, it does say to retire the portion, the online portion of the game within 90 days notice. So it says it on the packaging. So that's basically a contract by Sony that they have broken. Even though they've changed the policy as of today, it's pretty much should be standard that they keep honoring those promises from yesteryear till they actually do it. So give people 90 days, and then when those 90 days are up, then cancel those games. And then, you know, going on forward from now, if you want to do the cancel at any time, go ahead. But before, it should have been different. But it's Sony. What do they know? They don't even pay attention to their own servers anyways. So go figure. I'm surprised they're doing this at all. Maybe it's because of all the PSN name changes that are supposedly going to be happening soon, and it's going to wreck the whole PlayStation Network and everybody's user IDs and game saves and game credits and trophies and all that's going to go down the shitter. Oh, it's going to be a glorious day when they turn it on for everybody. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And everybody tries to change their name over there. It's going to be glorious. So, Microsoft now announces plans to expand the Game Pass or Xbox Game Pass to the PC. Ooh, I like this idea. This is going to make me, if this means playing some of these games on PC or something, I don't know yet. But if this means what I think it could mean, getting Game Pass and being able to use it on my Xbox One and PC, that might intrigue me to get Game Pass more and more. You know, for the $10 a month. That might intrigue me to get that Game Pass. So during an earnings call, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella discussed how the gaming landscape has improved for Microsoft and the company plans to push forward and expand on that front. That's a good thing, because he was all against the Xbox brand and all that. He wanted to shut down or sell off Xbox altogether, the Xbox brand altogether. Luckily, we got good people there that are keeping it alive, because it's a good thing to have over there, good service. As such, Nadella confirmed plans to bring Microsoft's Game Pass service, currently only on Xbox One, to PC, which that's making it more enticing for $10 a month. As it functions on Xbox One, Game Pass provides a subscription pass to over 100 games on the system with a mix of first-party and third-party titles. Earlier this year, Microsoft made the bold declaration that every first-party game would launch simultaneously on the service, letting players download and play titles on day one for the price of admission alone, which that's really cool in itself. But I usually buy my games wholesale, but with this whole PC expansion, that might change some things in my purchasing of games. I don't know yet. While Nadella did not detail what a PC expansion would look like, an easy guess would be similar to service model using Microsoft's Windows Store as part of Microsoft's Play Anywhere initiative. Every first-party game is intended to release on PC as well as Xbox One, with digital versions being cross-compatible in terms of ownership. When considering that, and also adding in PC exclusive titles like Age of Empires, the case for the Game Pass on PC seems fairly logical. It does. And pretty cool if they come out with more games on PC, or put from third parties on PC, and then you get achievements and all that, and then you get Game Pass on PC. If I play a lot of PC games, woo! It is not known when Microsoft plans to move forward with these plans, but first, with first-party efforts reviving up to 2019 with games like Crackdown 3 and Gears 5 on the way, next year might make a strong argument to PC gamers whom Microsoft has relatively hot and cold, been hot and cold over the years. And two, they got to make that game store on the Xbox store a lot better. It's got to be a bit better. It's got to be like a little bit more separate from the game, the Windows store in general. No, still have it a part of the Windows store, but make it more, more gamer friendly, especially if you want to purchase games through it for your Xbox One or PC or both. You know, they really got to ramp up that, that stuff over there on the games front on the Windows store. I think they do. So Xbox One backwards compatibility adds two more games to its library. And the two Xbox 360 games have joined the Xbox One backwards compatibility lineup. These new additions include a family-friendly Star Wars game and a satirical sim. There you go. So LEGO Star Wars 2, the original trilogy, was one of the earliest LEGO-branded games on the popular franchise after a LEGO Star Wars hit by the big immortalizing prequel trilogy and plastic blocks. The name implies it's a take on the three classic films, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. And then you get Tropico 4. Tropico 4 is one of the five entries in the long-running simulation series that makes you a dictator of a small island nation. As El Presidente, you're tasked with keeping citizens happy and quelling rebellions to retain power and stave off the ever-present threat of being overthrown. Both LEGO Star Wars 2 and Tropico 4 received positive reviews everywhere. They're on sale in the Xbox Store for $15 for LEGO Star Wars and $10 for Tropico. Microsoft has regularly been adding new backwards compatibility features since the introduction initiative back in November 2015. And boy, oh boy, if you go to Xbox.com and you go to the Xbox backwards compatibility compatible games list, it's just growing and growing and growing. It's pretty cool. And it's pretty cool that they still, like, when they add them as backwards compatible titles, they're available for purchase on the store. So that means these guys can make more money off these games continuing on. And it's just good for everybody. It's good for game makers. It's good for Microsoft. It's good for you, the gamer, or us, the gamers. It's good all around. It's really good all around on that. So Tropico 4 and LEGO Star Wars 2. So Xbox One X, this is the final news games news story. So Xbox One X now ships with a major change to the console. A major or a minor change? I think it might be minor, but most people would think it's major. So the new Xbox One S and Xbox One X consoles no longer ship with a warning sticker on the front of the device. A change that seems like a minor one, but is actually a pivotal point for some people in the sticker versus no sticker debate. So Microsoft senior producer Justin Roby tweeted an image of the Xbox One X that looked particularly clean, though some people might have noticed something looked a bit off about it. On the front of the Xbox One, there's normally a warning sticker telling console owners to be careful when moving the device if the disc's inserted, but it's nowhere to be seen here. Roby himself is part of the team sticker, as his tweet indicated, and asked Xbox Corporate Vice President Mike Ybarra if it is true that the consoles no longer shipped with the sticker. Ybarra responded to the confirm that Team No Sticker had to win, and that the warning sticker won't be seen any longer on new consoles. Ha 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 ha. So that's funny. They did a little internal stuff there on Twitter. Plenty of Xbox One owners probably don't even notice that they could take the sticker off, with many unknowingly leaving it on the console. I think I still have mine on my console. I don't think I ever took off the sticker off that thing. Oh well. Let's see. They purposely left the warning sticker intact. Some people joked that the sticker would become a hot commodity now, with limited edition Xbox One consoles being sold through third-party sites. Sticker still present, while others doubled down on their pro sticker stance. People have even made anti-sticker videos in the past, such as the one summoned here. That's funny. Yeah, I don't care for stickers, but yeah, that's something that's been going on big. You know, it's first world problems, people. First world problems. You know, it's us with nothing more to worry about in the problems category. So we come up with stupid problems to to make ourselves feel a little bit better. I don't know. So sticker versus no sticker, I don't really care. As long as the sticker ain't on top of my in front of me that takes up the screen or something, I don't care. I got some stickers right here. I got still stickers on my monitors here. I got some stickers here and here and here. I got some stickers on my PC that I built. I put the stickers on there because I like to show it's running an AMD chip and all that, and Radeon graphics card and all that. And I'm pretty damn sure I have that sticker on the Xbox One. I don't think I took it off. And if I did, I did. Because I got the Xbox One S and I bought it right when the Xbox One S came out. So it's either on there or it's not. Don't know. Don't care. That's all I can say about that. And that's all I can say about news in the games industry, because you know what? It's time to end the show. It's time to end the news, the show. I hope you guys are all having fun playing Red Dead Redemption 2. I will make sure to keep playing lots and lots and lots and lots of that. I've been having nothing but fun with it, even though there's a ton of shit that I have to, you know, keep remembering and learning. And oh my god, there's so many different controls and so much micromanagement in that game, but it's still fun to play. It's definitely going to be one of those big games of the year. You know, it's so breathtaking on everything that is shown in the game. I even have a background image of just the stars in the sky on my Xbox One S on the dashboard, just showing off Red Dead Redemption 2's brilliantly glorious looking backgrounds and stuff like that. It's just, oh, it's atmosphere. Oh. So, if you guys got any comments or questions for me at all, feel free to email me at corecast2011@gmail.com. That is corecast2011@gmail.com is the email address you can reach me at. You can also reach me and follow me on my Twitter. And my Twitter handle is @juju2cast. That's @juju2cast. @juju2cast. The Twitter handle where you can reach me, Mr. Mike at. And also you can visit the website that is all about gaming, technology, fun, podcasts, and more. That would be the Juju2Cast Network at juju2cast.com. That is juju2cast.com, the Juju2Cast Network. And I am Mr. Mike, Mr. Demonicoro 6 himself, saying game on, game hard, world conquest. I'm pushing this gaming button, and this show is now game over.